The draft is getting closer here with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani, talking about the running back position. In Mason's first mock draft, he had Ezekiel Elliott coming to the Broncos. He might not be around now when the Broncos are picking, but let's take a look at a few guys who we think might be around when the Broncos are picking, especially in the first round. And let's start with the Heisman winning running back out of Alabama, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, classic big back type. In fact, really the size is the one thing you're concerned about, because maybe he runs a little bit too upright. You can see he's got a nice stride when he gets into the open field. He's got good instincts, but is he going to be able to make the quick cuts that you have to make in the NFL? Is he going to be able to function with smaller holes than he had at Alabama? There are some questions about him. That's the difference between him and Ezekiel Elliott. We're talking about Ezekiel Elliott as a first-round pick. I don't even have him falling in the Broncos in mock draft 2.0. Derrick Henry will be on the board. I think Derrick Henry may even be there at the end of the second round. And, you know, again, when he gets going, he can make plays, but sometimes a little bit slow to make those cuts. So I have some questions about him. I think if you have a good line in front of him, good blocking is going to work. I'm not sure he can make his own yardage as much as you want him to.
Well, like May said, he feels like Henry does. He feels like he's an underdog, which is hard to believe because he was a Heisman Trophy winner, won a national championship at Alabama. However, like May said, there's a lot of questions surrounding a guy who's 6'2", 247, a very, very physical runner, really hits the holes quick, has taken a huge beating in the number of carries, the types of carries that he's had, and also he hits the edges really, really well. You don't think about a guy his size out on the edges, but I think he can have success running laterally in the NFL, and I think he could be a nice change of pace guy. You don't think about somebody his size as a change of pace. However, he fits the mold.
He could definitely be that bruising back that could make an impact in the NFL. Set a new SEC record last year with 2,219 rushing yards. Now let's move on to another guy here, Alex Collins out of Arkansas.
Outstanding nose for the end zone. This guy, get the ball to him inside the 5-10 yard line, he's going to find his way to get there. You can see he makes some nice cuts, good vision, getting upfield, reads his blocks very well. Very good all-around back. I think he has some ability to catch passes out of the backfield as well. You know, maybe, again, same thing as Derrick Henry. Maybe you're thinking, does he have a lot of tread on his tires at this point? But at the same time, look at him in the open field. He can make some plays. He can make some guys miss. Like him a lot.
5.4 yards a carry in the SEC, the toughest college football conference there is. So those are great numbers. One thing to worry about, though, he did have 17 career fumbles at Arkansas. And if we know anything about Gary Kubiak, he preaches defense, running the football, and no turnovers. That is definitely a bit of a red flag. However, like May said, he's a very patient runner, hits the holes really well, could be a nice fit.
Three straight seasons at Arkansas with 1,000 yards or more. In that red uniform, though, he looks a little bit like Derrick Henry. Now let's move on to a smaller school guy, Kenneth Dixon, out of Louisiana Tech.
It's interesting, good point on the fumbles with Alex Collins. That's one of the issues that Kenneth Dixon has coming out of Louisiana Tech is ball security. They can make, he can get into the open field. You know, it's interesting. We see him making a breakaway run here, but against pro-level speed, I don't think he's that kind of breakaway back, but he's very good at making cuts. He's good in pass protection. He's good at catching the ball out of the backfield. So he's got that all-around skill set to where you can put him in on third downs and you can trust him with whatever you're going to manage to do. I think he's going to be a good fit somewhere.
There are some concerns, Mace, like you mentioned. However, one of the comparisons that NFL Network has made to this guy is Thomas Rawls, a guy who has had success in the NFL. One interesting note about Dixon, though, is the fact that he's had great success in the second level as far as after contact and being elusive in that second level with safeties and DBs. I think that if he does hit that second level, a change of pace guy could be great for the Broncos.
There's a great stat, I think it was on NFL.com, that more than half of his yards have come after contact, like on an average play, 3.3 yards after contact, 1.7 before. Love seeing that.
He was Mr. Football in the state of Arkansas in 2011, chose Louisiana Tech over Arkansas, LSU, and Ole Miss. Could be a second or third round guy. And let's go to another small school guy, San Jose State's Tyler Urban.
Now, Urban, he's a specific fit as far as being a third down type back, change of pace back out of the backfield. At 192 pounds, he's not going to handle every down work, but you can see he's got some speed. He can make some people miss. And of value, if the Broncos pick him, is the fact that he is an exceptional returner, particularly on kickoffs. Had 3 touchdowns there. So I think no matter what his role would be on offense, I think he would immediately be at least your kickoff returner, maybe your punt return too.
As May said, the size worries me a little bit at 5'10", 192. He's a smooth runner. You can see it. Very great movement, very fluid. But I just think that he's not going to be big enough for the Broncos to take him. He, like May said, great value. However, I just think that the size is too big of a red flag for him.
Yeah, he's a third day guy.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
You know, again, and if you're relying on him to be an every down guy, it's not there. But as a change of pace guy, he's going to fit somewhere.
And he can also catch the ball out of the backfield. We see what he's been doing at the Senior Bowl here. A lot of great catches out of the backfield could fit in the NFL's pass-heavy systems these days. Okay, those are a few running backs to look at heading into the draft. Some guys may be there for the Broncos later on. For Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.